Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing today on this lovely Thursday, December 7th, 2023? Year's almost over. I want to say hello. If everybody's blessed today. Again, you know, like I say, you got to ask the questions. You know, in this world, why are we so ignorant and rude to each other? You know, why is it that we can't take the time to be honest with each other? You know, it's like everybody wants to take the time to be dishonest and, you know, be a fool. And again, I wish a lot of us would just, you know, have better conversations with each other and understand that, look, man, if we talk, we get the results. You know, it's like everybody wants to not say what's really on their mind. Some will, to a certain extent. Some won't, because they don't want to hurt feelings. But you know, if you need the kick in the ass, you do. Because unfortunately, a lot of people do need that kick in the ass when it comes to, you know, discipline, structure, understanding who you are as a human being. A lot of us don't get that. You know, we'd rather, you know, we only understand money, or we understand there's nothing else. It's like we have no discipline, you know, in this world. And it's like that's a huge problem, that we don't take the time to think. You know, it's like even some of the social media stuff. People, you know what I mean? It's like it's so much information, but at the same time, it's not enough information. And a lot of things too, which is so crazy, is they give us these platforms, like a social media, where we can speak on certain things or talk about certain issues, make videos, and then people want to cancel you, supposedly, cancel your videos or cancel your whole channels because you're speaking on certain issues that people don't want to hear. It's like, then why the hell do you give us this platform in the first place if a lot of us get canceled, supposedly? And I don't even like that word, canceled, because at the end of the day, you know, social media isn't always real anyway. Sometimes it's a bunch of bullshit, and a lot of people are on it way too much, and they don't take the time to understand that, look, man, this is just a fucking platform, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it also tracks you, you know what I'm saying? It can track you, where you're going, and what's going on with you personally. So this is why I say that's, you know, if people want to act like fools on this platform, which a lot of people do, unfortunately, and it's sad because you shouldn't act that way, but, you know, that's how they trick you, you know what I mean? They trick you into like, oh yeah, free speech, you know what I'm saying? And then if you say something about certain groups of individuals, all of a sudden, you're a monster. You're you know, you're a bigot. You're a villain. It's like, I don't understand how you could be a villain for speaking the truth. It's so funny. Like they, you know, people could say, oh, the trans community, or he, you know, he's a she and she's a he. It's like, no. See, the problem is, people don't want the truth. They don't want to say the truth. A man is a boy, a baby, a boy is born a boy. A girl is born, you know what I mean? A woman, you know what I'm saying? When she's a baby, she's a little girl, grows up to be a woman. You know what I'm saying? But when this world, it's like they're telling you, you can't say this, or, you know, we're born this way, we have mental problems. It's like people are fucked in this world, bro. And we just keep, like, falling for the nonsense, the bullshit. It's like, you know, even with these, like I said, all these apps and all this shit is fucking tracking you, bro. So we could say, yeah, you know, I could do this, go, you know, get this to Grubhub and this could deliver to my house and da-da-da-da-da. It's like, all that shit is fucking trackers. You know what I'm saying? All these fucking, you know, apps and all these shits tracks who you are and where you're at. All these phones, like people ask, I ask the questions. Okay, we have these phones, which I'm on right now recording myself. But it's like, you got to understand, man. It's like, why are they giving us these phones? You know what I'm saying? Why? And then we're the idiots on these things all fucking day, paying attention to a device, excuse me, more than human beings. And I'm saying to myself, how can you worry about a device more than a human being? It's just mind-boggling to me. It really is. It's like where has society, you know, gone, you know, as a whole? You know, it's like relationships are shit today, men and women, you know what I'm saying? Don't know how to talk to each other properly to a certain extent. I'm not saying everybody, but it's like, again, I feel like, again, after this COVID shit that happened in 19 going into 2020, you know, 20, you know, people in 2020, like, realizing what it is and all this other stuff, like, we became really distant as a society. We became really distant and fucked up, and we're like, yo, let me stay away from him, let me stay away from her, you know, I don't want to be next to him or her, my family, it's like, whatever, bro, you know, but it's just insane how much the shit that we, you know, we do in this country. It's like, you know what I mean, just everything, the killings, the foods, the medicines, you know what I'm saying, all this shit, you know, this social media shit, like, okay, what if this shit blows up in our fucking faces down the road, okay, what if something happens, I'm saying something crazy, what if it happens if we're on these phones and we end up getting cancer due to the fact that we're on these damn phones, because here's the thing, we don't know what's in these fucking phones. Okay, we don't know, you know what I'm saying? You can say, this one from that company, that. We don't know what they're putting in these phones. We're not experts. So, it just goes to show you, I don't know, man. But I'm just saying that we better wake up as a country, bro, because we're too naive and too trusting in the things that we shouldn't be trusting into. You know, and that's the only thing I say. You trust in God. Trust in yourself, because nowadays people, they don't want to, you know, they don't want to pay attention, and they don't trust, only trust in the dollar bill, and that's it only. So whatever, bro, like I said, every folks out here, man, better watch out, man, well, you know, with all the social media shit, the TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. It's great to have it. I'm on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. If you want to type in my name, it's Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, M-I-L-L-S, May 22nd, 2017. My first video was called Why Black People Settle for Less. So, yeah, that's what, you know what I'm saying? But I just talk about certain things, like what's going on with us as a community, what's going on with us in the world. I don't understand, you know, what is going on today. And it's like the communication today, it's like you talk to people, the ignorance that people display is insane. Like, if you try to have a conversation with somebody, they're always on their damn phone all the time. It's like, it's just, we're just breeding a whole bunch of ignorant, spoiled bastards, some brats, you know, that don't give two shits. And we're allowing this because America's a spoiled country. You know what I'm saying? Very spoiled. You have everything at the tips of your fingers. You know what I'm saying? You still a spoiled bastard. You still an ungrateful bastard. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, I would love to move out of this country and move to a different, you know, try to get a visa, try to, you know, try to go to a different country. You know what I'm saying? Because this country, even though it has a lot of opportunities, but the cruelty we show to each other, the disrespect, everything, you know, you try to talk to someone, they don't want to listen. But whatever, bro. Like I say to people, man, if you don't want to listen, then that's your business. But you know what I'm saying? But there's a God out there. And I'm going to say this. There's a God out there. And when you die, he's going to ask you. Like he's going to ask me and all others when we die, why didn't you do this or this and that? And what are you going to say to God? But, like we say to human beings, God don't want to hear but what, but this. But everybody feel free. Again, check out, you know, my TikTok. You know, I think it's like Raxum 1877, I don't know, but Everybody, feel free to check out, you know, my YouTube channel and videos over here. Peace.